questions.
Free Talk Live, take control here toll free. Two, we're kicking off right now. The number is 855-453. That's toll-free and brought to you by SACL CAI. In addition, you can reach us via Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. You can, again, call in about whatever might happen to be on your mind. With you tonight, Ian.
Tony Ray.
And Mark.
And we're going to get back to your calls and the fun here on the phones in just a moment. Also, still to come here, if we get a chance, the statement by Julian Assange about the Bradley Manning trial.
Will things get better before they get worse, or get worse before they get better? Why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi web comic following the life of a young woman from a voluntary space city 500 years in the future. She travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole enters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Nicole, available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. And it's $14.95. I mean, it's not like they're going crazy at the price here. It's a great story. I've read Quantum Vibe and really enjoyed it. So go check it out. Go to BigHeadPress.com and grab it. Or you can buy it through our Amazon link at shop.freetalklive.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's cool. So it's a book?
It is a comic.
You hold in your hand.
Graphic novel. Yeah.
And Quantum Vibe, I always understood Quantum Vibe to be an online comic.
It
started that way, right?
It is.
I mean,
this is
kind of one of the things Big Head Press does, right? They put comics online. You could read it for free, and then they turn it into a big old book, right?
And then you get it. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's sharp, too. I mean, they're great-looking comics.
I love science fiction, and I know Mark likes a little science fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, you seem more like the fantasy dream world kind of.
I don't know about that. I mean, I kind of grew up on a little bit of sci-fi.
Oh, yeah, you like aliens, don't you?
I like the aliens. Yeah, I like the ones where there's gore and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And when I was in jail, Big Head Press sent me some comics in there, which was awesome. And there was one of them in particular, Lemuse, I believe it was, which I loved, and it turned out it was actually a violation of the jail's nudity policy at one point. There was one frame in there where there's some naked breasts, I guess, which, of course, I don't really consider nudity, but nonetheless.
There's a scene. Somebody, like, as though you couldn't draw that yourself, by the way.
Well, that would probably violate the nudity policy or whatever, but they didn't actually catch that.
I see.
So I did get to read through it, and I loved it. Anyway. Let's go to the phones here. Frank is listening in Stockton, California. Hey, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing there?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I guess you guys are talking about this conspiracy theory stuff, and I'm kind of like...
No, we're not.
Stuff?
Not really at all.
Well, anyway, I got on the internet, and it was like Conspiracy Theory 101 on Amazon, and it had a list of videos.
Save your money.
One of the videos was Cold Case Posse Obama's Birth Certificate Investigation.
Well, it sounds gripping.
Sheriff Ohio.
Oh, God.
I know. It was weird. And what they were
saying... No, it sounds awful.
I hate the idea of giving any money to Arpaio for anything.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
A thug.
No. That's not it. But the thing is, what they found was that the birth certificate on the government website, I guess they analyzed it and said it was a Photoshop, and they said that each letter has are the same. And when Obama, I guess, was born, that they were done by typewriters, and typewriters have certain distinct ink spots. Has anybody seen this thing?
Well, no, I haven't seen it. And
we've heard all about this birth
stuff. I tend to just sort of discount these things. I mean, to me, this... Well, it may or may not be. I mean, you've got one person making a claim. Even if that person is Sheriff Arpaio, it doesn't matter to me. And maybe he's got a few people on his side making the claim. But right. what one has to be claiming to be going for this birther claim is that they're claiming, you're claiming that every journalist in America is in on this conspiracy.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, has anybody seen this? And are there any comments?
No, and I wouldn't waste my time on it. I mean, we've had people calling about this birther conspiracy for, years now, ever since Barack Obama got elected.
Some reporter would have broken this story. They'd be famous.
Well, even if they're right about it, I still don't care, because ultimately, what's the point of this? Oh, okay, you figured it out. Barack Obama was actually born in Kenya, and he's not really an American citizen, and so therefore kick him out of office, and then what? Put Joe, what's his name in, the vice president guy?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, does that make him any more or less legitimate to make decisions about your life?
That's the suggestion. Isn't that the ultimate goal of this birther thing? We've got to get Obama out of office. So what? Okay, great. Now you've spent countless hours editing this video, and people have spent countless hours watching this video, and there's all these websites and these theories out there, and people have spent hours calling talk radio and talking about this, and how many collectively, between all the people that have done any level of activism, if you want to call it that, surrounding this issue, how many hours, how many millions of hours have been poured into this effort of, we've got to get rid of Obama, see, he's not really born on the same plot of land where he said he was.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that going to change?
I guess you're right. I was just really eye-opening to me, and I'm kind of new to this internet stuff. So
here's what I'd recommend. Just stay away from the conspiracy stuff. It's just a big rabbit hole, and it's just a time sink, and ultimately most of it is inconsequential. Most of it's based on paranoia. It is completely defeatist. Like right now, there's the Bilderbergers. They're meeting again as they...
Right.
Yeah, you heard about the Bilderbergers too, right?
Something about this stuff, yeah.
So you find one thing and then it branches off into 50 other different things. Here's what I'd recommend. Spend time looking into the ideas of liberty and then figure out how we can get from here where we are today to a place where there's more liberty. And there's some great suggestions out there. I'd recommend starting with Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work. Maybe if you're coming from more of a conservative kind of angle, if you're coming from more of a liberal angle, try out Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. Look at the Free State Project as things you can actually do, because one of the disturbing parts about the conspiracy movement is that there's no action. There's nothing that you can do besides, here, get this DVD and hand it out to people. Call talk radio. And, it doesn't pan out into anything. It hasn't stopped the world elite from doing their worldly elite things or anything. So, Frank, any other thoughts you want to share?
Smoke them if you got them, boys. Thanks for
I heard that, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. That much I can agree on. 855-450-FREE.
I know you can.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. The conspiracy people have been calling the show for years, and they should. It's an open phone show. We'll talk to you about pretty much anything. But that doesn't mean we won't agree with you on everything that you call in on. And I think that conspiracy theory is one of the more time-wasting subjects out there, as far as people actually spending their own personal time on it.
You can spend hours and hours on the minutiae of these the birther things or the World Trade Center
or whatever's new. There's always something new too.
Yeah, or you could just go down to the gas station, the convenience store, where they're not allowed to do business unless they charge you a sales tax, and that's right there. It's right out in the open. There's so many things that we deal with every day that are wrong, and we don't have to do hours of research to discover it.
There's the war on drugs. There's another great example. I mean, as Mark, you've got tonight a news story about marijuana and how, what do you know? They're targeting blacks heavier than everybody else in a lot of different places. So, there's no questioning this information, and you don't have to persuade people too hard that it's true. Whereas with the conspiracy theories, maybe it is true. I don't know. Maybe Barack Obama was born in Kenya as opposed to Hawaii or wherever it was that he's claimed to have been born. But for me, ultimately, it doesn't matter because he's just one thug. And if you get this one thug successfully thrown out of office, that's not going to happen. But even if you were able to make that happen, then he'll be replaced by another thug. And if for some reason you're able to magically wave a wand and get that one pulled out too, there's another one who'd be more than happy to take his place. So what's the point again? 855-450-FREE. How about spending your time talking about secession? How about join the Free State Project if you love liberty and get active in a place where other people are actually doing things to achieve liberty in our lifetime? 855-450-FREE. But more importantly, bone up your own personal information on the ideas of freedom so you can effectively communicate them.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online just by heading over to freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them for you. Broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Those are available around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got radio stations Over 115 great AM and FM stations across the country aired the show at various times throughout the week. Want to officially welcome KOMY out in Santa Cruz.
Awesome.
We've actually been on unofficially there for a few weeks now. We were broadcasting live from their studios right before the Bitcoin conference. But the deal's finally sealed. And so welcome aboard to everybody listening in Santa Cruz, where we've been heard before in the past on the sister station to KOMY, KSCO, and now we are on the other station, which is KOMY, and we're live. So it's great to be on in Santa Cruz again.
Indeed. Thanks, MZ, for that. Speaking of Bitcoin, the Bitcoin conference, the best way to get Bitcoins is to go to BitInstant.com. If you've heard about Bitcoins and you want to get into Bitcoins, you think it's a good idea that the government fiat currency bothers you, well, Bitcoins are a way to do that. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire them. They've got an easy system. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account. They've got some options. Tell them where your account might be. They have some different options that ways that you can fund it. And then make the deposit. It's that easy. It'll fund your account in minutes. It's BitInstant.com.
I recommend it. I like BitInstant. And I've used it before and will use it again. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, Skype us, username lrn.fm. Dallas is on in South Texas listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dallas.
Hey, guys, I'd like to make a recommendation for possibly one of the greatest fiction books of all time.
Fiction book of all time. All right.
That would be called The Holy Bible.
I don't know. It's kind of a boring, long...
It's poetic.
It's got death, destruction, murder, chaos. I mean, the end of the world. So, I mean...
Dallas, do you like the Old or the New Testament better?
I've come to realize that it's not the first religion or the first thought that man ever had, that there was God or gods. And the similarity between the current version of the Bible and things that transpired even as far back as 2,000 years before Christ allegedly walked the earth. We had God's of Son born to a Virgin Mary on December 25th, visited by three kings, became a teacher at 12, worked miracles, was baptized at 30. It's not a new story.
No, there are a lot of similarities between the Christ story and I'm not saying that I don't know whether a man named Yeheshua, whose last name is kind of lost to history, son of Joseph, was in fact on the earth or not. I think that there's a good argument for and against that situation, but the story as it's presented in the New Testament is pretty similar to some stories that are as old as 2,500 years previously. And at this point, it seems like the church's best rebuttal to that is that Satan came around and planted those stories so that it would be confusing or something.
I've been reading as I've been traveling over the last couple of years, because I really don't spend much other time reading. I've been reading The Hero with a Thousand Faces, a book by Joseph Campbell, which is basically all about mythology and old religions and all these stories that they have told over many, many, many years, and all of the similar threads that run through them, the similar plot points. And basically the argument is that there are no new stories. It's just the same story being told over and over again in slightly differing ways.
Mark, you did an interview. You had a special guest, a couple of months ago. I think it was on Free Talk Live. It was a Sunday show, and you had a man on talking about the actual historicity of Jesus.
Yeah, and basically he said that there's really just no corroboratory evidence. This is a professor.
Yeah, it's historically inaccurate.
Yeah, he talked about Josephus. He mentioned that, but that Josephus just took hearsay in the story. So I don't know, and I think that that's really where the professor came from, is that I don't know, and you don't know. You being everybody who's listening to me, you don't really know whether or not Jesus existed. However, I would say to anybody who made that claim that he didn't exist is, look, you really can't prove George Washington existed either.
Correct. So, no personal first-hand knowledge.
Right. So you've got this...
taking someone's word for it.
Yeah, you're taking somebody's word for it. I think that it's a reasonable tack to take is, okay, Yahshua, the person, son of Joseph, existed. And he was probably a really amazing dude. Right? Like, he was the kind of person who can move people. He was charismatic. He got people on board. I think he probably had a really great relationship with God. And after that, you know, like, some stories kept getting wrapped in. And people that had something to benefit from, you know, they stuck with these stories and they made them bigger and bigger and better.
Let me ask you a question. Being that throughout history, and especially in early history, there was a lot of idol worship. If there was some deity or entity that was walking on water and healing the sick and turning water to wine, don't you think that there'd be statues of this dude everywhere? I mean, they carved beautiful women out of marble in ancient Rome. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that this great figure walk the earth, yet there's really no historical evidence.
Well, he wouldn't have been great in most circumstances back then. He would have only been heard of in certain areas, right? It's not like, you know, you could get online and give somebody an update on what this Jesus guy is doing down here in the Middle East.
Right. I would say that the powerful tend to use religion to their advantage. So it's significantly more beneficial to them to have statues of gods that exist on Mount Olympus that they can dictate the words of, rather than to have a figure that's actually doing this godlike stuff now. That the people themselves are generally not carvers of marble, that marble was expensive stuff and they couldn't do it, and the people that carved things out of marble did it at the behest of people that were rather wealthy. I don't think that in and of itself is a great example, but to me, what the Bible says is that it contradicts itself in this way. It claims that God is a fair and just God, and then it tells me that I've got to believe a book called the Bible that has its main character's first name wrong. Yes, I understand that Jesus is Greek for Yahshua, but when I go to Greece, my name isn't Marco, okay? And
okay,
whether or not...
In the very first sentence of it, Mark, and God created the heavens. In the original Hebrew text, that's Elohim, and it's plural for God.
Yeah.
Even
Even
Genesis 1:26 talks about our and us. Who is he speaking to in relation to himself?
They don't actually...
It doesn't make sense to me to be just one God.
Interesting.
So it was absolutely Abraham and Isaac, and these people were absolutely pantheists. You know, they had a pantheon of gods. They believed in...
I just learned about that word today.
Right. But this is exactly
pantheist
right.
Isn't the right term.
Right. They had a pantheon of gods, and they had they believed in multiple gods. And polytheist is the right
there
term I was looking for. And they absolutely believed that. It wasn't until Moses came along, and he was the pusher of Yahweh, who was a war god. And then some point or another, it became, you know, just one god.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Dallas. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are a number of ways for you to get in touch with the program. You can do it on the phones, but you can also do Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype username. Plus, you can submit content right on our website. You submit what links that are interesting to you. It could be news. It could be something that's outrageous. It could be something funny. Whatever you think our listeners are going to enjoy, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. And then you can vote on stuff. Vote it up, vote it down if you don't like it. And then, you know, the stuff that you like will be promoted to the front page of the site, the top of the site. So go and enjoy and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com makes it possible for you to buy more than 500,000 items that are ready for shipment right now. Many of them at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. I just told you about how to get Bitcoins, and now here's what you can do with them. BitcoinStore.com makes it possible for you to get the consumer electronic items you want, whether it's laptops or desktops or tablets or flat-screen TVs or whatever it is you're looking for, at prices lower than you're going to be able to find them anyplace else on the Internet. Who doesn't want to know that? I mean, you're going to want these items. Get them at the lowest prices. Use Bitcoins to do it. BitcoinStore.com. It's a great way to use your Bitcoins, to save money doing it, and to not have to use government currencies that support these organizations that act in such unaccountable ways. It's BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So I mentioned I had this at the beginning of the show tonight. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, a statement regarding the first day of the Bradley Manning trial. This published over at economicpolicyjournal.com. As I type these lines, on June 3rd, 2013, Private First Class Bradley Edward Manning is being tried in a sequestered courtroom at Fort Meade, Maryland, for the alleged crime of telling the truth. The court-martial of the most prominent political prisoner in modern U.S. history has now finally begun. It has been 3 years. Bradley Manning, then 22 years old, was arrested in Baghdad on May 26th of 2010. He was shipped to Kuwait, placed into a cage, and kept in the sweltering heat of Camp Arfjan. For me, I stopped keeping track, he told the court last November. I didn't know whether night was day or day was night, and my world became very, very small.
Yeah, that's insanity.
It became these, well, in some cases, they keep lights on all the time, so you have no idea what time it is, and that does lead to being pretty insane.
It's the subtle form of torture.
Well, you take away the circadian rhythms, I believe is the term. Your body is set by, you know, thousands of years of evolution or whatever to have this day and night cycle where you take note that there's no light outside and you get tired and that sort of thing. And just leaving lights on 24/7 and having clanging doors all the time is really a way to screw that up.
Yeah, they take the world away from him and replace it with their world.
Yep, and that's what he says. It was just his world was the cages. I remember thinking, I'm going to die, unquote. After protests from his lawyers, Bradley Manning was then transferred to a brig at U.S. Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia, where infamously he was subjected to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment at the hands of his captors, a formal finding by the U.N. Isolated in a tiny cell for 23 out of 24 hours a day, he was deprived of his glasses, sleep, blankets, and clothes, and prevented from exercising. All of this, it has been determined by a military judge, punished him before he even stood trial. Brad's treatment at Quantico will forever be etched, I believe, in our nation's history as a disgraceful moment in time, said his lawyer, David Coombs. Not only was it stupid and counterproductive, it was criminal. Of course, they won't hold themselves accountable for their own criminal actions, but that's another story. The United States was, in theory, a nation of laws, but it is no longer a nation of laws for Bradley Manning. When the abuse of Bradley Manning became a scandal, reaching all the way to the President of the United States, and Hillary Clinton's spokesman resigned to register his dissent over Manning's treatment, an attempt was made to make the problem less visible. Bradley Manning was transferred to the Midwest Joint Regional Correctional Facility at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He has waited in prison for 3 years for a trial, 986 days longer than the legal maximum, because for 3 years, the prosecution dragged its feet and obstructed the court, denied the defense access to evidence, and abused official secrecy. This is simply illegal. All defendants are constitutionally entitled to a speedy trial, but the transgression has been acknowledged and then overlooked.
Well, speedy trial is just something that's gone in America. I'm sorry. People are sitting in jail for years awaiting trial, and it's just ridiculous. I don't even know where to start blaming people on this. I don't know if it's a subtle form of torture, the idea of keeping an accused individual in jail for 3-4 years before they get a trial, or whether this is, is it by design? Is it by ineptness? Is it because these people, prosecuting the war on drugs that other criminals, accused criminals can't get a trial? I don't know the reason, but the effect is that speedy trial, a right that was supposed, a foundational right upon what this country was founded, is gone.
Let's go to Phil. You can bring up anything. We'll continue with Sanjay's thoughts here in a moment. I want to get Phil on from Grass Valley, California. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to talk about reasons to move to New Hampshire that are important to me.
Okay.
As well as it's got a great activist community. But I wanted to talk about the food, gambling, and gyms in the area.
Food, gambling, and gyms. All right.
All right.
Okay. For one, I live out here in California, but I'm from New Hampshire. I was there last week. The best pizza in California could not rival some of the worst in New Hampshire.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. There's a lot of pizza pizza joints here in New Hampshire, and you can get a lot of different varieties, is what I'd say.
Oh, of course. there's pizza everywhere. And I'm telling you right now, if you want a good burrito, there's a taco truck somewhere in Manchester. I don't know exactly where it is, but excellent. I don't know
if you can compare the burritos in New Hampshire to the ones in California, but... Yeah, I'll give it to you. You say you've lived here, so I'll give that one to you.
Yeah, and if that's what you're raised on, then you'll develop a real fondness for it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I'm from New Hampshire. I mean, right. I've eaten at taco trucks here in California. I'm telling you, it rivals it. I won't say it surpasses it, but it definitely rivals it.
All right.
Okay, gambling. There's plenty of card rooms in New Hampshire, so for people who like to play cards, there's plenty of places to go. And Foxwoods is just a small trip down the road.
That's in Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it Rhode Island?
I think it's Connecticut.
It's Connecticut. It's about 2 hours away.
There's also Mohegan Sun.
There are card rooms in New Hampshire. Don't they have to give money to charity?
I know nothing about them. I've never been to one.
Yeah.
Yes, they have to give a certain percentage to charity. So you're the rate you're going to pay a slightly higher rate to play in the games there.
Okay, and so the third thing was what?
And the third thing was gyms, places to work out. There are quite a few gyms in the. I don't know about the rest of the state, but in Hillsborough County, there's plenty. As long as you avoid Planet Fitness.
There's got to be plenty of gyms in California. I mean, California is very, very well developed as far as business.
The bodies.
I am stunned by the things you've picked here on your list. I these wouldn't have been the things that I would have said New Hampshire was great for. And, you know what you're talking about. It's your experience. But these wouldn't have been the things that I would have said. Oh my God, you got to come to New Hampshire for the food, the gyms, and the gambling.
Yeah, I think that.
Basically,
I was going to say, I think New Hampshire could use a little more variety in the food department, but it is what it is.
He likes it.
Well, I love it. I mean the pizza. You got plenty of varieties of pizza. I'm not saying
where don't you? I mean, where in America? I'm sorry to be picking you apart.
Pizza is better here.
Where in America do you not have a bunch of pizza places?
Well, if you go to the Midwest, it's all chain garbage.
Really?
In New Hampshire, there's a lot of.
I will take your word for it. So when are you coming back out?
Once I'm done, I got to finish school out here. And
cool, man. Have you joined the Free State Project at freestateproject.org?
I am signed up.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing you, Phil. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There's a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire with, in my opinion, some really persuasive stuff at the Free State Project's website. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Sickle CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype. Send us a contact request. It will be approved, and it will be easy for you to connect with us from that point forward. You can, of course, help the show. One of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into the show. We take that, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We'll be putting some of that AMP money to use this week as we travel to New York City for our yearly visit to the Talkers Convention. This is a sold-out event that sells out pretty much every year, where the big wigs in talk radio, I don't claim to be a big wig, but the big wigs are there. The guys who are the big, you know, decision-maker types for a lot of major companies and things like that. So we kind of schmooze it up a bit with the industry folks and get the chance to be seen by the who's who. And it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes that possible. You know, there's a Free Talk Live advertisement. There's a full-page ad in the brochure that everybody gets, the program guide that, you know, all 400 attendees receive. So Free Talk Live is one of the sponsors of the event. One of us usually gets a speaking role in the event. And so this year I get to be the introducer of the publisher of Talkers Magazine, who will then introduce it. Like, there's always like three different introductions before somebody does anything. And so the Free Speech Award will be given out this year. And I've been given the honor of being like the intro to all of the intros of the Free Speech Award ceremony. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. And, nice to be first on the stage.
Yeah, I'm really, really pleased about that. So you make that happen by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal or some alternative options as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you get a feeling of awe when you're in New York City at night?
No, it's just like a city at night.
Just like a city at night? You're crazy. I've driven into Boston at night, going over that bridge, and they've got these blue lights going up. It's really majestic.
Oh, I think there's a lot of pretty stuff in cities. I don't know if I'm, you know, I feel in awe of it.
Ian's no fan of cities. You get the first thing you have to understand. I think that they're, in many ways, testaments to human achievement.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to like about a city.
There's a lot to like about a city.
There's a lot to not like about
the city. There's a lot to not like about a city.
I like leaving the city, too, when I'm done there. I don't mind going for a night or two, but beyond that, I wouldn't want to stay around there.
I love coming back to Keene from being away from it. Keene is just... It's kind of just the right size. It's kind of small. It's so beautiful, especially this time of year.
I totally agree. Thank you, Johnny Reed, for that. 855, 453. Yeah, the feeling I get when I come back to Keene is much preferable than when I arrive in New York City.
Okay, I'll buy that.
All right, so economicpolicyjournal.com. This is Julian Assange from WikiLeaks on Brad Manning. And he's talking about how this whole Nation of Laws thing is a big joke. He points out that it's not a Nation of Laws for Bradley Manning, but it's also not a Nation of Laws at all. It's a nation of men ruling, men and women ruling over other men and women. And Bradley Manning is just one of the more visible aspects of how that really works. So he points out the scandal spread all the way to the president's office, says that all of the stuff that has happened here with them waiting 3 years for a trial has been completely illegal. He says that we no longer need to comprehend the Kafkaesque through the lens of fiction or allegory. It has left the pages and lives among us, stalking our best and brightest. It's fair to call what is happening to Bradley Manning a show trial. Those invested in what is called the U.S. military justice system feel obliged to defend what's going on, but the rest of us are free to describe this travesty for what it is. No serious commentator has any confidence in a benign outcome. The pretrial hearings have comprehensively eliminated any meaningful uncertainty, inflicting preemptive bans on every defense argument that had any chance of success.
Yeah.
Bradley Manning.
That's true. I mean, they basically shut down the arguments before they get to be made.
Bradley Manning may not give evidence as to his stated intent, that is, to expose war crimes and their context by releasing the information that he released, nor may he present any witness or document that shows that no harm resulted from his actions.
Right. So they're going to claim that he endangered the lives of soldiers. He can't claim,
that
no,
didn't.
I didn't. Look, it's been 3 effing years, and there isn't a soldier that's been harmed by it.
Imagine you were put on trial for murder. In Bradley Manning's court, you would be banned from showing that it was a matter of self-defense, because any argument...
You would be banned from showing there was no body. There's been no killing.
Because any argument or evidence as to intent is banned, and you would not be able to show that the victim is in fact still alive, because that would be evidence as to the lack of harm. But of course, did you forget whose show it is? The government has prepared for a good show. The trial is going to proceed
for
12 straight weeks. A fully choreographed extravaganza with a 141-strong cast of prosecution witnesses.
Mm.
Sounds like they're pretty well prepared there, Mark. I'm not sure what you're talking about. They've spent 3 years preparing for this trial. The defense...
But who believes it? I mean, you know, he's said it already. At this point, they've taken every hope that the defense team had of making this, showing the justice in this.
The defense was denied permission to call all but a handful of witnesses. 3 weeks ago, in a closed session, the court actually held a rehearsal. Even experts on military law have called this unprecedented. Bradley Manning's conviction is already written into the script. The commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces, Barack Obama, spoiled the plot for all of us when he pronounced Bradley Manning guilty 2 years ago. Quote, he broke the law, unquote, President Obama stated when asked on camera at a fundraiser about his position on Mr. Manning. In a civilized society, such a prejudicial statement alone would have resulted in a mistrial.
Well, if it was breaking the law was the problem, then Barack Obama's for cocaine and marijuana use should be. He should be throwing himself in jail.
Well, he wasn't working for the U.S. government at the time, Mark.
Oh, that
totally
matters?
Totally
he said
okay.
He broke the law. He didn't say he broke the law as a soldier.
Stop with all your logic. Need not apply in legal land. To convict Bradley Manning, it will be necessary for the U.S. government to conceal crucial parts of his trial. Key portions of the trial are to be conducted in secrecy. 24 prosecution witnesses will give secret testimony in closed session, permitting the judge to claim that secret evidence justifies her decision. But closed justice is no justice at all. What cannot be shrouded in secrecy will be hidden through obfuscation, the remote situation of the courtroom, the arbitrary and discretionary restrictions on access for journalists, and the deliberate complexity and scale of the case are all designed to drive fact-hungry reporters into the arms of the official military PR men who mill around the Fort Meade press room like over-eager sales assistants. The management of Bradley Manning's case will not stop at the limits of the courtroom. It has already been revealed that the Pentagon is closely monitoring press coverage and social media discussions on the case. This is not justice. Never could this be justice. The verdict was ordained long ago. Its function is not to determine questions such as guilt or innocence or truth or falsehood. It's a public relations exercise designed to provide the government with an alibi for posterity. It is a show of wasteful vengeance, a theatrical warning to people of conscience. And there's more that he has to say, but I think that's a particularly important point to focus on here. They want to send a message, as they usually do, to all you little people out there who might get into your head to do something like Bradley Manning, to do the right thing, to stand up for your beliefs, to stand up for maybe, you know, some of the things that you think that are the principles of America. You know, transparency and freedom of speech and, you know, et cetera.
Well, the idea that we can participate in government. I mean, if the government keeps all this stuff secret, and it's phenomenal the amount of secrets that they're keeping in the last decade, the amount of, you know, people who've done studies on this talk about the amount of things that they're classifying as secret has, like, increased by tenfold in the last decade. These are numbers as I remember them. Please don't quote me on them, but it's an incredible number that as these have gone up. And how in the world am I supposed to be participatory in this government? I mean, that's what they'll tell you. That's the bullcrap lie we've been told our whole lives. That this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Well, how in the world can it be that if I don't know the information because you've kept it secret? And then when somebody tries to make it obvious, you know, to begin a dialogue here, to make these secrets, you know, available to people, that person's thrown in prison. At this point, he's pled guilty and could get up to the things he's pled guilty for. He could get 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He could get 20 years.
On top of whatever he's going to get for the trial.
Listen, 20 years, they're taking him to trial still to make sure he gets more than 20 years. They're trying to give this guy a life sentence for bringing information to you.
That's right.
I mean,
so don't step out of line, buddy.
It's not whatever this country was founded on and the ideas, you know, of the people, by the people, for the people stuff. Even if that was true, and I think there's a good argument that it never was true. Even if it was true, it isn't that anymore.
We're going to continue. There's a little bit more from Julian Assange, and of course, would love your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Hour number three's on the way. Your thoughts on Bradley Manning, the dismal situation that this country is facing, you are facing. What are you going to do? It's Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.